Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
64688.
Thank you. You said 66408?
No, 64688.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that again, please?
64688.
And your first and last name, please?
Deborah German.
Thank you. And can you verify your address?
Well, let me ask you a question first before I give you all this stuff, okay? Who is this that I'm talking to, or what is the group or whatever the name of the business? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, ma'am, we do have many products. We will not be able to assist you until I'm able to locate and verify an account.
Okay, I'll give you my address. 7913 Highway B, as in boy, Wheeling, Missouri, 64688.
Thank you. And your first and last name? I'm sorry.
Deborah German.
Thank you. So locate an account for a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. It does show that your account was declined. How can I assist you today?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I didn't do that. So I'm trying to figure out who used my card. They said it was used once this morning, and then again right after that, and then they tried to do it again or something. And
yeah,
I said, it wasn't me.
Yeah, so it does show that the charge of $59.89 was declined every time that it was used.
Right. Well, I don't know. I'm glad it was declined, but I was just trying to figure out how somebody got my card number. And was that used through my debit card?
It shows that the last four digits that was used was a MasterCard, and it was 5663.
That's it. And I didn't do it. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, who did it. So you don't have any records of that, though, would you?
No, ma'am. The account, you was able to verify the account. As well as, let me see if there's a phone number on here. So the phone number is 660-734-2314.
Oh, my God.
Do you know that number?
Yeah, it's my phone number.
Oh.
But I'm the only one, and I have not used it. That's why I'm saying.
Do you have any children that live in the home, or nieces or nephews, or maybe grandchildren, or brothers or sisters, or aunts or uncles, or mom or dad, or husband or spouse?
Nope. I don't even have a spouse, so. No, but like I said, it was done this morning at 7-something. I wasn't even on my phone at 7-something because I haul school kids in the morning. So I don't know how they got it. I don't know. But anyway, they've shut
down. Do you think one of the kids on the school bus could have gotten a hold of your card?
I drive for the Mennonites. I just drive a few of them. They don't even know how to use the phone, so.
Okay.
So anyway, it is declined, and they went ahead, the bank, or the people that I called the fraud department, they have closed down that number, so it will not be used again. So now I've got to get another card again. This is the second time I've done this, so I don't know. I don't know how people's getting my card number. I have no clue, because it's in my purse at all times, never out of my purse, unless I'm using it. So, but anyway, I just mainly wanted to know, and this was, what'd you say this was, a sweepstake?
Yes, ma'am. It's a sweepstake where you pay anywhere from $2 to $3 for like an iPhone 12 or a Dyson vacuum cleaner or an iPad Pro or maybe a KitchenAid. I'm sorry, KitchenMaid, which is a mixer.
Right, yeah. Oh, I've seen those ads on the Facebook before. They're on there all the time. So, I don't know. It wasn't me that made it, so I'm glad that it was denied. So, now it's all taken care of. But I just wanted to call and see what this was. So, because this has happened to me twice now, and I can't figure out how my cards are getting used. So, but anyway, but that's all I needed to know. I just wanted to know what this was charged for, so... Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope, that's it. So, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, client customer care. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.